Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Psalm 107, I'm going to read verses 8 through 15 and then two other verses. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of the darkness of the shadow of death and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 21, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And again, verse 31, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. May I stop and just say this for a moment? God is good all the time. 4 times just in Psalm 107, we see God say, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. How sinfully negative we Christians can be with God and his goodness. God is good whether my circumstances are not good or not. We have no right to judge God's goodness based on our circumstances. God is just as good when it rains and is cloudy as he is in the sunshine and the warmth. God is just as good at the time of death and funerals as he is at the announcement and time of a birth. The circumstances of sinners' lives does not dictate God's goodness. And by the way, God does not control every circumstance of life. When we sinned, we took all of that away from God. God doesn't pre-plan every step and every moment of everything that happens to every person in this world. Don't you think a perfect God could have done a better job? Our sin causes that to not have happened. The earth keeps functioning as it should, but he does not control every circumstance that comes your way. We are so very selfish. We want to judge God based on how we see life or how life affects us. When we finally accept that we are not the center of life, it's only then that we can truly see life as God wants us to. You know, someone can be kind and good and loving to hundreds of people, but if they don't treat us the way we want to be treated, they're a bad person. We are truly selfish in the fact that we only view life as it affects us. God wants us to learn to praise him for his goodness. When we see God and his goodness, we get our eyes off of ourselves. We get our eyes off our circumstances, and we then begin to see what God wants us to see. God is good whether everything is good for me or not. God's goodness is not based on you. God's goodness is not based on me. God's goodness is based on God. Now, let me share a few thoughts with you today. Number one, God is always good because he is perfect and holy. God is not a sinner. We are. God does not tempt or test us with bad circumstances. Bad circumstances are from us sinners. How about we quit blaming God for the results of sin and sin itself? Anything that is good comes from God, comes down from heaven. It doesn't say everything that is bad comes down from heaven. We as sinners want to be our own God. Therefore, we want to decide good and bad, right and wrong for ourselves. Boy, that reminds me of Genesis chapter 3 when Satan tempted Adam and Eve and he said, you could be your own gods, knowing good and evil. Proverbs 21:2 says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Judges 17 and Judges 21 said, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Only God is always good because he is the only one that is sinless. Number two, we can praise God for his goodness even when all of life is falling down around us. Oh, that we would praise the Lord to the children of men. These are lost people. God meets the needs of even the lost people. He reigns on the just and the unjust. You know, praise God. The fact that God takes care of people that hate him, those are the prospects for heaven. How about we look at a sunrise and realize how good God is? When we eat food, God says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. As we look at the mountains or the beautiful sky or the world around us, how about we thank God for his goodness? May we thank God for the goodness of our nation. Everything doesn't need to be good for me for God to be good. I need to look around and see his goodness in others when I don't see it in my own circumstances. Number next, prosperity has nothing to do with God's goodness. God is just as good in the famine as he is in the day of plenty. Just because you live in so much debt and have to work overtime to pay your bills, that's not God's fault. God didn't spend the money, you did. God is just as good on the cloudy days as he is the sunshiny days. God is just as good at death as he is at birth. Just because we don't prosper at the moment does not mean that others are not. God is good whether your circumstance is good or not. And next, the Holy Spirit, not our circumstances, teach us and help us to see God's goodness. You know, Romans 2:4 says that the goodness of God leads us to repentance. That means when we get closer to God and see how good he is, we're going to begin to see how sinful we really are. Separation isn't how we dress and how we act and what we say based on how good we are. It is as we get closer to God and see him as he is, we begin to see how sinful we are. Anywhere in the Bible, people got close to God. They did not say, look at me. They said, woe is me. I'm unclean. I'm undone. And when we start comparing ourselves to God, we see how truly unrighteous we really are. You know, seeing how great God is should humble us. Maybe we should quit looking at our circumstances and start getting closer to God. Maybe we should get our focus off of what's happening to me personally and start looking around and seeing how good God is everywhere we go. I don't care where you're at, what country, what part of the country, God is good. God is good all the time. God is good whether it's going good for you or not. Thank God. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.